Try them as war criminals. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky speaking to the United Nations Security Council Tuesday, demanding justice for the Ukrainian civilians he says have been killed by Russian troops.
The Russian military and those who give them orders must be brought to justice immediately for war crimes in Ukraine. Anyone who has given criminal orders and carried them out on our people will be brought before the tribunal. It should be similar to the Nuremberg tribunals.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Ukraine.
Another gruesome discovery in Bucha. Six charred bodies piled together, one small enough to be a child. It's not clear who they were or under what circumstances they were killed, but visibly upset, Ukraine's interior minister on the ground in Bucha had just three words for Vladimir Putin.
Go to hell.
President Zelensky warning there will be more scenes like those from Bucha as other towns are liberated. The U.S. ordering up to $100 million in additional military aid for Ukraine, including tank-killing Javelin missiles. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says more sanctions are coming as well.
They will target Russian government officials, their family members, Russian-owned financial institutions, also state-owned enterprises.
A stunning claim about last week's fatal crash of two Army helicopters at Fort Stewart, Georgia. The Army Times quotes a source familiar with the investigation as saying the crash, which killed Army Captain James Ballou, was deliberate. No other details, but the Army's Criminal Investigation Division is looking into it. A police officer has been shot and wounded in the Minneapolis suburb of Roseville, Minnesota, responding to a call of someone firing shots into neighboring homes. The officer's injuries are called non-life-threatening. Police say they've arrested the shooter. A Bexar County, Texas deputy sheriff recovering from gunshot wounds suffered in a shootout in San Antonio. The suspect there was later found deceased. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A clash is brewing in the U.S. Senate over $10 billion in new COVID spending and the Biden administration's plans to end Title 42 for immigrants at the U.S. southern border.
COVID response team coordinator Jeff Zients said Congress needs to pass the Senate's $10 billion emergency COVID package for testing and vaccines, but Republicans had argued to reinstate Title 42 and put that in the bill. The public health order resulted in migrants being turned away at the U.S.-Mexico border. Zients said lifting Title 42 is a health decision made by the CDC.
And it should remain independent of the urgently needed funding that we talked about today to sustain our COVID response here domestically and our global response. So this should not be included on any funding bill.
But after the briefing, the Senate voted against even debating the funding bill for COVID. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Not yet 1 year since a condominium building collapsed in Florida, killing 98 people. Residents of a 60-unit apartment building in North Miami Beach have been told their building is unsafe and they must move out immediately. Mayor Anthony Soare.
They've been working on the building for months. I think they thought they were going to be able to fix the structural issues. It's gotten to the point where they know they cannot fix them at this point, and they need to get everybody out of the building.
The building's owner is refunding April's rent and security deposits and will put the former tenants up in a hotel for up to 3 days. Two additional suspects have been detained in Sunday's mass shooting in Sacramento that left six people dead. Spurred by mass shootings like that one, California state lawmakers are considering a bill that would allow private citizens to sue anyone who distributes illegal weapons, 50-caliber rifles, or the parts to make so-called ghost guns for up to $10,000 for each weapon. It's patterned after a law in Texas that restricts abortion and allows private citizens to sue abortion providers. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.